North Derbyshire Radio at Tramlines Festival. I'm with James from Star Sailor. You're on later on today. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the first time at Tramlines, so yeah, should be a good set.
It's my first time as well. What's your sort of feel so far from looking around? Because it feels different to a lot of other festivals.
Yeah, I think it feels good. It feels, I think it's only going to get better as well. I feel like on the Friday at a festival, especially a city festival like this, there's going to be a lot of people nicking off work early or coming straight from work. And when you do that, I think it takes a little while to get warmed up into to go from that sort of 9-to-5 person into that festival mode. Tends to be easier if you've camped up in a field somewhere or if you've got a ferry somewhere. But I've got every faith that, like I say, once everyone's warmed up, they've got a few beers in them, they get fully into weekend festival mode, then it's going to be amazing.
It's an interesting vibe, isn't it? I mean, going outside of the festival bubble, if you like, because there isn't one here. There's people in all the pubs on the way into Hillsborough Park. You can just see people having a drink and enjoying it. There doesn't seem to be, like at most festivals, people are in the tent drinking all day and then they turn up to the arena. But whereas here, it seems more relaxed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is that. It's nice in that way as well, though. It's good that you can get a tram to no pun intended, or a quick taxi or even walk and get to see all these bands instead of having to travel.
Taxi Lines Festival doesn't have the same ring, though, does it? Let's talk about your 25th anniversary tour, Love Is Here. Go back 25 years. Did you envisage that you'd be sat in an empty football stadium talking to North Derbyshire Radio about that album?
No, I think you hope that it'll have some impact and kind of you can get some tours out of it and make a career out of music. But for it still to be sort of relevant to so many people all these years later is just something you can't really plan for. It's something you have to remind yourself of, and you have to go back to that person. Like, I used to love going to festivals, V festivals and Tea in the Park as a teenager, and I think once you've been doing it professionally for so long, you can sort of lose sight of how much it means to people and how magic it is to go from being the kid sort of stood at the front of the stage to actually being on stage. So it's still a mad feeling.
Can just about hear the vaccines in the background. So we're actually at Hillsborough Stadium doing the interview now. Across the road is where all the action is happening. Who are you most excited to see this weekend? If it's the vaccines, I can only apologise for the poor timing.
It's all right. I seem to have done loads of festivals recently that the vaccines have been on, so I have managed to catch them already. I've actually seen the band that I was most excited to see already. I went to watch The Coral. Who didn't disappoint?
Literally sat to my left now as we speak as well.
Yeah. Most of them are Liverpool fans as well, which is good.
Absolutely. Final question from me. I think most people you interview at a festival will talk about this being the highlight of their week, you'd like to think, or their summer. But for you, you've got a homecoming gig tomorrow. Yeah. That's going to trump this, surely.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a great gig, obviously. But I think you've got to, from our point of view, we can't kind of prioritise that gig when all these people from Sheffield and South Yorkshire are just as deserving of a great show and a great performance as anyone from Warrington. And it's got obviously got that emotional connection, but yeah, I think it's that's kind of what you get into it for in some ways, is those amazing moments where you're in some random part of Germany, or we've played quite a lot in South Korea, and you get a greeting and you get a warmth from the audience that where you could may as well be in Warrington or Chorley. So yes, I think tomorrow is going to be an amazing show, and we'll see some familiar faces, but hopefully it'll be on. I'll be disappointed if tomorrow tops today, because we want it to be on a par. We want like I say, we want to have just as good a crowd and give just as much of ourselves today as we do tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be a fantastic weekend for you. Like as you've already said, Tramlines today, Warrington tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you for talking to us. Great
Thank
to meet you.
No worries. Thank you.